So Anna, we had three lessons so far, so you're really not a beginner, but I got asked a question in one of my wall videos, whether it's good for a beginner to start playing on the wall if they've never played tennis before. And I actually have no idea if it's good or not. I've never taken a beginner and put him against the wall. So today, since you're not really a beginner, you already had three lessons, but you are a wall beginner, I wanna see how you do playing against the wall. Here, hit a few balls and let me see what's going on. Okay, that's actually pretty good. So you're playing amazingly well on the wall because you're very talented for tennis, obviously. But some other people might have some trouble on the wall. And one of the most difficult things is the actual feet. So what you want to do is, on the feet, is very gently hit the ball off the bounce. So you bounce it to yourself, hit it very gently. And now as you start to rally back and forth to yourself, you want to minimize the take back. So don't take the racket too far back. And it's all about controlling the ball. You want to hit it very gently and try to finish as much as you can. You see how I'm finishing all the way across, and I'm really not taking the racket back very far. As your confidence grows, you can start hitting it harder and harder, and eventually you can hit on the wall like this and completely rip the ball, but it'll take some time. All right, give it a shot. Good. Minimize the take back, maximize the finish. Do it again. Good. And finish it all the way. All right, one thing on the wall that's crucial is the footwork, because the ball is not going to be super accurate coming back to you. So you have to move your feet. Look, if I hit it a little bit off, I got to move my feet and find the ball, right? I got to adjust to the ball that's going all over the place. So you don't want to be like stationary and planted. You want to stay on your toes and keep moving. All right, here we go. Feet, feet, feet. Good. And finish it all the way. Finish it all the way. Good. Okay, this is very normal. See, what happens is a lot of times the ball will start going high, and then it turns into a real nightmare, right? The ball goes high, look, it goes high like this, and now you have to play it high, you're backing up.
Yeah.
So the best thing I actually recommend is once it starts going high, just stop the ball. Like, don't try to rally this one. At this stage of your game, it's no point. Just if it goes high like this, just catch it and then start over. You really want to keep the ball as low as possible. Good. And finish it. Nice. Nice. Beautiful job. Nice and gentle. Footwork. Good job. Excellent. And get up, get up, get up. Nice. Look at this rally. And again. Good. Go. Nice. Okay, so you're doing predominantly forehands there, and that's actually a really good practice, getting out of the way hitting forehands, but you should also practice your backhand. And basically on the backhand, it's gonna be the same thing. Let me show you a few, okay? You have a two-handed backhand, and you wanna minimize the take back and maximize the finish, you see? And just start very gently, and it's really the same thing as the forehand. Small take back, and then a full finish, and then gradually, if you're feeling more confident, you can start increasing the pace and start hitting a little bit harder. Now, you want to see a real hard one? Ah, there it is. Nice. Small take back and finish all the way. Good work. Get up, go, go, go. Nice. Come again. Go a little deeper. It's much harder the backhand, right? Yeah, but you should definitely practice it. So you try one more. I want to see you do a five ball backhand rally. You get five in a row back and forth. And by the way, if there's a forehand in between, it doesn't matter. It's okay. It doesn't have to be all backhands, but I want to see five good backhands. There we go. One, good. Back up. Two. All right, see, that one you would have stopped anyway, right? The high one. By the way, the main cause of the ball shooting way up like that is an open racket face. So what happened there is you kind of going on the back foot, the racket opened up and the ball shot way up. So you want to avoid that, but maybe position yourself a little bit more behind the ball and so you're not falling backwards. One, two, three, four. One more. All right, five, I'll give it to you. That was in. Nice job, all right. Okay, so as you get better with forehand and backhand on the wall, you can also try to alternate. So you do one forehand, one backhand like this. Forehand, and then backhand. And forehand, and backhand. All right, give it a try. I want to see five good shots. One. One. Two. Okay, again, you see when you fall back, when you get on that back leg, the racket opens up and it shoots way up. So it's footwork. Or if you feel like it's too high for you, like I told you before, you can just stop it and start over. I try it again. One. One. Two. Come on, alternate, alternate. All right, try it again. Start over. Another thing I forgot to mention, on the wall, you want to like play with dead balls.
Dead balls.
If you bring brand new balls here, they're going to bounce too much.
Okay.
And it's going to be really hard to keep them in play. So the deader, actually, the better, right? You're going to be able to hit it harder and you're going to control it much better.
Okay.
All right, try it again. Five balls alternating between forehand and backhand. All right, here we go. One. Two. Good. Get out of the way. Three. Good. Four. Good. Five. Keep going. Get out of the way. Go, go, go. All right. You got five. You got five. You got five. Good. So what do you think? You like playing on the wall?
I love it. I think it's an effortless cardio.
Yeah.
It has a goal and you're sweating.
It's really good cardio.
Yeah.
It's actually really good for your tennis. It's good for your footwork.
Yeah.
And you can pretty much work on any shot. We're going to not do serves and overheads today, but we're going to do volleys on the wall. And this is much more difficult than the ground strokes. I'm going to show you how to do it. Here, stand on this side so you can see my racket. Basically, what you want to do is open the racket face a little bit. And because you don't want to play the ball too low, you end up hitting too many low volleys. So when you're volleying against the wall, you want to put it a little bit higher and hit it very gently like this. So you get it nice and high and just let the ball come off your strings like this and control it. Now, when you get more comfortable with this movement, you start speeding it up and you start hitting the ball a little bit lower. But you can see how calm my racket is. I'm basically just deflecting the ball back in play, like that. You want to try it?
Yeah.
It looks easy, but I promise you, it's not as easy as it looks. Here, give it a try. Okay, continental grip, and you make a nice, soft, high feed. Go ahead. Yep. Okay, remember, we want to put it higher. If you hit it here, it's going to be impossible because the ball is going to drop too low on you. So maybe here, aim here, and the way you get it up, look. You just open the racket face up like that. It's too low. Watch me, I'm gonna do a go-go against this wall. Watch my racket. You see how it's open? That sends the ball up. That gives you sufficient time to be able to get it back and forth.
Yes.
If you get it low,
oh, yes.
It's gonna cut the rally short. Okay, do it again. Play it high. There you go. Now remember our volley lesson, right? You wanna keep the elbow in front. You don't wanna turn too much. And you can also stand a little bit closer. But the elbow has to be in front of you.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay, the instinct that everyone has when the ball...
So right, it's impossible.
But you're gonna do it today, I promise you. But the instinct everyone has is, as soon as the ball comes, people start tucking and turning away from the ball. So what you gotta do is just hold your ground. Don't allow the ball to play you. Watch how I'm holding my ground. See, I'm not letting that ball play me. I'm not letting going like this and backing up. I'm holding my ground, and I'm just putting it nice and high and going back and forth like that,
yeah.
Okay? Try it out. One. Two, three, four. All right, you got four in a row. That's pretty good. Should we try to go for 10? Come on, you can do it. One, two, three. Not so stiff the arm. Look at your arm is like completely locked. Four. When you play the ball closer to you, you feel the ball more. You feel it more. When you start standing, the ball is further away. You feel it a lot less. So get the elbow like close to your torso, okay? One, two, three. Four, five, come on, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, yes! All right, there you go. The backhand volley is optional. I recommend that you leave this one alone, but in case, I'm just gonna show you how to do it in case the ball comes to your backhand, that you're not doing this windshield wiper stuff, that you were, remember you were doing that when we did our volley lesson? You were going like a windshield wiper? That's a bad habit. So just in case you get a backhand volley, you're gonna hit it like this. Watch, you can look at it from here. You're gonna do it, remember, you're using a two-handed volley and you're gonna do the same thing. You'll play it in front and just put the ball a little higher and then just freeze the racket. You see how I'm freezing it here? Like that. Now, if you feel like confident enough, you can do it with one hand as well. And this is actually really great on the wall to build the forearm stability. You can build the forearm and the hand muscles so that the forearm is more stable. And then you can alternate. Look, forehand, backhand, like that. Two, four, five. Wow. Six. Wow. Seven. Eight. Oh, that was really good. Okay, so I had no idea whether a beginner can play on the wall, but obviously they can. It's actually a pretty good way to get started. How was your experience? Do you like it?
I will be here quite a few times.
I think you should. It's really good practice.
I will be here. I love it.
We did like 10, 15 minutes and you already got a sweat going. It's a great workout. All right, good job. I expect you to come out here all the time, okay?
I will, yeah.
All right, good job.